Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is Dungeon of Fortune by Tasty Minstrel Games, and I just want to talk about the description of the game, of course, and you can find this description actually on Board Game Geeks, and that's a great site for all your board gaming needs. So you and your fellow adventurers stand at the entrance to a dangerous dungeon full of treasure. You will brave goblins, skeletons, and oozes in order to collect more treasure. Or will you escape to safety, carrying out your loot? Bravery is rewarded, but many foolhardy adventure has had to flee when the dungeon... Oh, when the dragon arrives. Ah, oh, see, I should have ended it right there. You know, I was trying to go. But Dungeon of Fortune is a push-your-luck dungeon crawl. It would be in the world of Dungeon Roll, which is also a Tasty Minstrel game that you should definitely check out, for 2 to 6 players where you compete with your opponents for the best share of the loot. The deeper into the dungeon you go, the more dangerous it will be, but the more loot you will find. Gain experience from fighting monsters to level up and keep a close watch for those for that infamous dragon. Ah, I just can't say the dragon part very well. But, so I received this game from Tasty Minstrel Games, and my first impressions, of course, was something that I've always liked about Tasty Minstrel Games is that they do a great job on the packaging of their games. And so the box was great, the art style is also good, and that is something that always is, you know, very appealing to board gamers. You know, sometimes you do judge a book by its cover, and so this is something that can be eye-catching. And, of course, so starting the game, this is where we come in, where there's a little... I had a little bit of a difficult time. So the rule book was, at times, a little hard to understand. I think the wording could have been a little bit better for some of the rules, and so it... When we played the game, it required us to constantly go back to the rulebook and to make sure. And then we'd have to sit there and debate whether that was okay or it didn't work, what we were trying to do. And so I think the rulebook could have been a little bit better. But the gameplay became fun after a few rounds and after, you know, going back to the rulebook and figuring things out. I just think, of course, the rulebook could have been more clear. But we did end up enjoying the game, and I refer to we because my wife, of course, is my constant companion in testing these games out. And also my brother-in-law helps out a lot as well. And so we played the game, and we enjoyed it. So our overall experience of Dungeon of Fortune was a positive experience. It's something that we were interested in coming back and playing, which is a big feature because you would want to come back and play a game, not just play it once. So what I would recommend for this game, however, is I would recommend that this would be a try before you buy. So it's something that you definitely should check out, but I would recommend that maybe you find a friend or maybe a gaming shop that you could try out the game, and then maybe you would want to add it to your collection after that. That would be my recommendation here on Sweet Kicks. Of course, once again, the box was great, the art was great, the gameplay eventually became very good after you had that, you know, that hill to go over with the rule book, and that is something I would definitely warn you about if you pick up this game. Just know that. Make sure you read that very well before you try to dive into anything for sure. And maybe even try to find some tutorial videos on YouTube or the internet, of course. So yes, so this is a try before you buy, but definitely you should go check it out. I've had great experience with other Tasty Minstrel games, as you've heard on the show before. Some of the other games that I played have been just completely fantastic that have been buys. So I don't want you to write off them for this game as me saying it's a try. But so I do want you to go try it for sure. And that's it for Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews. And I thank you for listening. And remember to always back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.